Let's start at the bottom because I think that's easier. Obviously, the team furthest away is the Brooklyn Nets. We have that one on lock.
The Nets still in the league.
Everybody could shut up. Yes. We got this.
I actually think
with your college team.
I actually think it's the Jets.
The hapless Nets.
It's not the Jets.
I kind of do because I have no idea what the Jets are doing at quarterback. I can make the case with the Brooklyn Nets that they hit on all these European guys and they're the Spurs.
Okay. Again,
not this season.
No.
I'm just talking about how long I expect both of these teams to get very good.
Sit this one out.
What do you mean?
Because you're being biased.
Because in football, you can get lucky.
Yes.
I think basketball's trending that way.
And they do have a plan. Like, I know Justin Fields is probably not going to be a franchise quarterback, but he's young. He's talented. They have a young coaching staff. They got talent on defense. Like, I'm not picking the Jets to win a Super Bowl, and I haven't even gotten to where I put the Jets on this list. But it is insulting to anyone with a brain to say the Jets are behind the Brooklyn Nets.
The hapless Nets.
And the Nets are last.
Did Sean just say if they hit all on these European players, they'll be the Spurs? Where's Tim Duncan? Is he missing?
Don't engage. It's a stupid point.
Right.
Seriously, I'm a Nets fan.
Seven-footer that can shoot from the elbow.
All right. Nah, it's dumb.
Non-stop.
I'm just going to finish this. I'm not telling you the Nets are winning a championship. I'm saying I think those two teams are the furthest
you
away.
You think the Jets are behind the Nets?
I do. I think they've... Now, I like Aaron Glenn,
defense is too... I can't say that.
But think about what it takes to win a Super Bowl.
Think about
becoming relevant, making the playoffs.
Think about what it takes to win an NBA championship.
I understand that.
I don't think we should engage in this. This is such a stupid argument.
All right, fine.
Turn his mic off.
Yeah, turn his mic off, Tommy. Right. He's been disqualified.
You got it.
As soon as you make an outlandish point in this discussion, you get disqualified.
In the NBA, you got to have a star. The Nets are too young and they don't have a star.
Now the Nets are last.
Holy crap! You got to have a quarterback to win a championship. You just don't have one.
Not necessarily.
Did you hear?
Not necessarily.
Did you hear, Tiki? He said your mic's off.
Yeah.
You're disqualified.
Actually, that's Tommy's fault. Don't you control his mic?
I do, but he pulled a switcheroo on me.
They're the two furthest away. Why are we arguing this? Go on.
Well, I haven't agreed to that yet.
All right, Brooklyn, bottom.
Brooklyn's bottom. I don't know what to do with the Rangers, honestly, because I'm being fair about the hockey stuff. Like, I don't know. So can we put the Rangers and the Islanders almost to the side in this one?
And the Devils.
Well, I think the Devils are closer than those two.
Oh, I thought we were just putting hockey in the corner.
They're not close on the Rangers, and neither of them are the top three.
Let's just put that aside then, because you're wrong, but I don't have, and neither does Tiki, the bandwidth to argue this. So let's go to the football, the baseball, and obviously the Knicks.
Okay.
I think clearly now we've just got to decide between the Jets and the Giants, because they are the next two that are furthest away.
Yeah.
And obviously Sean is going to pollute this conversation.
I would say Jets are below the Giants simply because of the quarterback.
Russell Wilson?
Just because he's got... You have to respect the fact that he has been a champion.
Could you please play the drop where he says he's washed? Tommy,
doesn't matter that he's washed.
But
he's been a champion before. And more importantly, he's a leader in that locker room right now, whether or not he's good or not. I think Russell Wilson's washed.
Thank you, Tommy.
We don't have any idea of... I have no idea what Justin Fields' demeanor, what his leadership, what his... Mm-hmm. On-field ability. I have no idea.
I agree with that.
But I want to use that like obscure.
But can I use that as a positive? Because you're right. Like there is a lot of unknown around Justin Fields.
I also know what has preceded him.
Who? Justin?
Yes.
Yeah. I think with Justin Fields, there's still that, and I admit it's small. That's why I'm not like putting the Jets in the top three in this discussion. We're literally right now framing it between the Jets and the Giants after we did Jets and Nets and Sean embarrassed himself. That there's still the unknown of Justin Fields. He's still young enough and talented enough that while it's unlikely, there's a chance he blossoms into what the Bears thought he could be or what some of us thought he could be coming out of Ohio State. Like Russell Wilson's on the back end, so while he's had a great career, no question about it, and it's very unlikely Justin Fields will ever accomplish what Russell Wilson has done, I would actually take the unknown that you bring up with Fields and say I use that to my advantage because the unknown could actually be good. So that's why I kind of lean. I think it's close between the Jets and Giants, but I give the Jets like a slight edge. And I think the unknown of Aaron Glenn, too. Like, what if he's the next great head coach?
But can we
that's
just...
We don't know.
That's too many what ifs.
What ifs about... Why are you in this now? You got disqualified.
No, I'm not disqualified because I think it's going to help my disqualification. You're saying closest to a championship. Are we arguing who we think can win a championship this year?
Closest to a championship.
Because obviously I don't think any of us think the Jets and Giants are winning one this year.
Right. It almost doesn't matter.
So to me, when we're arguing that, I think it has to be the Giants based on the...
Why does it have to be the Giants?
Can I finish?
Other than you being the shill that said
because
the Nets are closer than the Jets.
It goes back to my Nets-Jets point, which wasn't as idiotic if you'd listen to me for one more goddamn second.
But you ruined it. I'm sorry.
No,
you ruined
didn't.
It.
It's closest to a championship.
Tommy, don't you think
NFL,
he ruined it?
In the NFL, it's very hard
he
not to have a quarterback.
Everything.
I don't think any of these teams are winning a championship this year. My point on the Jets and why it relates to the Giants, the Giants at least threw a dart at Jackson Dart. That's why I think Russell Wilson's irrelevant to this conversation.
Let's go back to how you screwed this up. Can I tell you how you screwed this up?
Okay.
I'm going to give you advice for the future. It works in life as well. Mm. When I said the Nets are furthest away,
sure.
What you should have done is say,
sure.
I kind of disagree with Evan, but I'm going to shore him because the Giants are my baby.
Save
and when
bullets.
We get into the Giant-Jet debate that was inevitably going to happen, let me drop those bombs. You wasted it on something that offended my sensibilities.
Okay.
I love my sports teams. I'm also not a complete chill.
The Nets still in the league?
The Nets suck. They are a rudderless, disgusting organization who should fire Sean Marks today, go to Toronto, get on their hands and knees, and beg Masai Ujiri to go from F Brooklyn to save Brooklyn.
The hapless Nets.
So you pushed the wrong button with me. You argued that that decrepit franchise that I give money to, and I love them, and I hope I'm wrong, and I hope it's old takes exposed. You're actually arguing that that mess, that decrepit mess, is worse than the Jets that are actually giving me a semblance of hope. You embarrassed yourself today.
No, I didn't.
You disgraced yourself today, and you deeply offended me. And that's why Tommy's right. Tommy's been right on today.
No, he hasn't.
You should have saved your bullets for what mattered. Yeah. DQ, I hate him.
No.
I can see.
I think the Nets suck, too.
Do you?
I would take Masai over here in a second. I think they suck, too. My point on this was simple. I was trying to actually look at this very objectively and go closest to a championship. Most of these teams aren't anywhere close. The Jets, to me, are a year away from us even being able to discuss what's up. The Nets have at least started their rebuild by taking these guys. Who knows?
All right.
You just gave credence to the unknown of Justin Fields. I gave credence to the unknown of a bunch of European guys.
Here's what I know.
The Jets are taking a quarterback next year. We don't know who that is. The Giants, I didn't even think it was the discussion between the Giants and Jets because they have Jackson Dart. Period.
Here's what I know. I think the Giant thing, we need to put away.
Yeah.
Because with all due respect to all of you, including myself, we clearly have biases.
Sure.
Okay?
And we all suck.
We all suck. And the Vegas odds already tell us the Jets have a better shot than the Giants. So we should just accept that and move on. But I'm willing to table this until a later date. Until we actually see Aaron Glenn put a headset on.
Mm-hmm.
Till we actually see whatever the hell your quarterback's name is.
Right.
Whether it's Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston or whoever. To actually suit up. We will have that at a later date. So let's get to what matters. Let's get to the sexy three.
All right, let's go.
Let's get to the big three. We have the New York Yankees. We have the New York Knicks. And we have the New York Mets. And I'm going to put my IBO hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, for the very first time in my lifetime.
Say it louder.
The team that is closest to a World Championship.
So you're starting at the top as opposed to the bottom.
Yeah, because we've already diagnosed the big three.
Stand up when you say
it. The team that is closest to a world's championship is clearly the New York Knicks.
Let's go.
They don't have a coach yet.
Let's go. Coach. Come on. It's the NBA.
Coach.
Honestly, Sean, that's the only thing that keeps me from agreeing with him. I swear to you.
Yeah, like we don't know what
because
their coach
I want to agree with you. If it turns out to be whoever it is, great coach. Jenkins, whoever, right? And it's like, oh, that guy's, I can see it. I can see the plan. It's going to fit together. He's going to get these guys doing X, Y, and Z. Yes, that is the perfect hire. The Knicks are closest. But the fact that they don't have a coach right now, I can't say that.
Eh, overrated.
It's not overrated. What the hell are you talking about?
Semantics.
You know what? You know why it's overrated, Teak? They're going to hire a coach. Now, I don't know when it's going to happen.
Yes, but who they hire.
I get
if
it.
They hire, what's his name? Bryant. Then,
Johnny Bryant,
then I can't agree with that.
James Borrego's not going to pump you up?
No.
Why?
He's not because he's been an assistant. He's never been a head coach.
Yes, he has. No, you're wrong about that. James has coached in the NBA.
Can I come at this from a different angle?
How long did he coach before he was fired?
A couple of years. I blame Tommy for all of this.
2 years fired. Now I have to believe that he's going to lead the Knicks to a championship.
I'm just saying he's coached before. I thought Tiki, who is the boss of this show, people think it's me, it's BS, it's Tiki, he's the decider.
Yeah, 100%.
Tiki said 7 minutes ago, shut Sean's mic off.
And
he keeps chiming in.
Not happening, because you're driving me nuts today now, and I thought we have a nice little Friday after a date at the Cadillac Club. You want me to get Peggy in here to sit in your chair? I'll do that.
Well, before you finish, the only thing I will say, and then you could scream and yell, is that with the Knicks, you point out their unknown, which is the head coach. But when you knock the Jets or pump up the Giants, you bring up an unknown in Jackson Dart. Your basketball team, which is a bunch of unknowns, you look to the side when those are unknowns. But the Knicks unknown, you point it out.
No, you're not listening to me.
No, I am listening to you, and you're being hypocritical. What else is new, though?
Okay. The Jets hired a coach I believe in. They don't have a quarterback. The Giants.
What do you mean?
No,
you don't know if they have a quarterback or not. And don't make me defend the Jets. But you don't know. All right. I want to see Jaxson Dart be good. I have no idea. You don't even like Jaxson Dart. You crushed the pick, and now all of a sudden you think he's better than Justin Fields. And I don't even like Fields. I don't think he can even throw.
Tom is being very reasonable. No, I'm trying to be fair to both football teams here. I said something the other day. I know it bothered Tommy, but he's taking it to heart, and I respect it. I said, Tommy's not really an IBO. He's not really an IFO. He is being an extraordinarily fair IFO right now with what he just said, which is there is unknown with Justin Fields, of course.
Absolutely.
But there is actually less unknowns with him than there is with your quarterback, not Russell Wilson, but your young quarterback that you just drafted, and you are being hypocritical.
Get off the football teams. They suck. The Giants have a coach of the year and at least have identified a quarterback. The Jets have an unknown coach and don't have a quarterback.
What's his record since he won coach of the year?
Oh, my God. The team now has a quarterback. I'm not even, they're not, the argument is close, it's not close. Forget the football teams. They all stink right now. I want to get back to this. Okay, you picked the Knicks one, and I think this is a fine debate.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for approving.
The top end is a fine debate. The bottom is banal.
But I want to tackle this from this avenue. Okay, so you got to the Knicks. My question would be, why did you not go with the Yankees? Because I think this is going to lead into the Knicks.
Why did I not go with the Yankees? The Yankees were very close. I have to be honest with you. I battled in my head between the Yankees and the Knicks.
So that means Knicks, Yankees, Mets.
Yeah, I'd put the Mets third. I love my teams. I do. And I'm just being honest. I'm calling it like it is. And I think these rankings show that even when I put the Jets ahead of the Giants, you can't say I'm being biased when I put the Nets last and I put the Mets behind the Yankees and Knicks. I'm doing my best to call it like it is. But I do want to answer your question because it's a good one. I think the randomness of the MLB playoffs, which we have seen over the years, causes me to wonder if the Yankees are going to do it again. They got there last year. They got to a World Series. I'm not sure they're as good. I may be wrong about the American League. Like, the Detroit Tigers, to Tiki's point, may be better than I thought.
Right.
Like the
Houston, they don't seem to have any fall off ever.
Right. The Houston Astros, I think a lot of us kind of buried them maybe too quickly as, oh, they're not the same. And while they're different, they're good.
Right.
And obviously, I believed in the Blue Jays at the beginning of the season. So it's not a knock on the Yankees. It's just I look at the NBA's Eastern Conference, and I see the road continuing to be paved in a much cleaner route than the route the Yankees are going to have to go through to get the American League playoffs. So it was close, but I do lean towards the Knicks. Right, is that an acceptable answer?
It is, because it's better than where I thought you were going to go, which I thought was going to play right into it. I thought you were going to still stick with the American League, they probably should get through. I don't trust that they're going to be good enough to beat these National League teams, which is
I wouldn't do that, because it's only one series.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that.
And I actually am giving respect to the NBA. I think the NBA has actually gotten more to that randomness level now. I think we've seen the parity come through.
Definitely is. You've seen it for 8 straight years.
And I think what my problem is, and this isn't even like an anti-Knick thing, is I don't trust that once the Knicks hire a head coach and they climb that mountain, and again, it's the randomness, I don't think they're going to be good enough to beat the best of the West yet either. So that's what keeps me where, you know, the Yankees at least you saw a match up with the Dodgers last year. I know it's a different team, and that kind of broke the tie for me. Is that it's one thing to get to the World Series of the Yankees.
So it was close.
It was close.
Okay, then why are you offended? Then why are you so pissed off?
I'm actually not pissed off about this. I was just curious on why, because I thought I was going to catch you in. Well, you know, if they get there, they're not going to beat
Tiki,
Dodgers National
League. Who's the closest to a championship? Knicks, Mets, Yankees.
I think it's the Knicks.
You think it's the Knicks, too?
I do.
Wow.
But the only thing that's keeping me from fully saying the Knicks is the fact they don't have a coach.
Right? Coach,
I'm being honest.
It's a big deal.
So for me, it's actually the Yankees, but it will be the Knicks.